This is Dr. Singh, dictating from neighborhoods of White Lake patient. First name is Donna, D-O-N-N-A. Last name is Dick, D-I-C-K. Date of birth is 3/30/1946. Date of evaluation is 4/19/2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation, request for management of anxiety, depression, comma, confusion, history of present illness. This is a 75 years old female who was recently admitted to this facility, who was recently readmitted to this facility. Period. Patient was previously seen by a psychologist from our service on January 14, 2022. For management of depressed mood, period. Patient was cooperative during my evaluation. She reports that she was constipated for a few days, but has been having frequent bowel movements since yesterday. Period. She was concerned about severe pain in the back and reports that pain goes from waist to leg. Period. She knew that she has been taking an antidepressant for some time. Period. She denied any feelings of hopelessness, insomnia, loss of appetite. Patient reports that her son Frank makes decisions for her. Period. I called patient son Frank, who stated that patient has been showing some signs of forgetfulness, which seems to have gotten worse lately. Period. He reports that patient's recent fogginess was from combination of pain medications and Valium, and she apparently was hallucinating and seeing things. Patient's son was upset that the hospital used quote strong medications unquote. Patient has been taking Celexa since her husband passed away 5 years ago. Patient acknowledged that she was seeing a psychologist or maybe a psychiatrist. Son made a statement that after her husband's death, patient acted strange and quote ran away with the boyfriend to Florida unquote. Patient has two other sons and a daughter. Period. She reports that she worked as a teacher. Period. Patient thought it's April 9th, 2022. She knew Biden as a president and she was close to telling me that Whitmer is the governor of Michigan. Peter Chi could recall 3 out of 3 objects immediately, but only 1 out of 3 after 3 minutes. Peter patient's son reports that he was recommended to schedule a neurology appointment. The patient's chart indicates that she was previously admitted with a history of breast cancer with metastasis to the lungs. Review of systems, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, non-reported, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, complaint of diarrhea, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal pain, skin, non-reported, neurologic, memory problems, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior suicide attempts, zero. Prior psychiatric medications tried, Celexa. Next paragraph. Social history, education, highest grade college, 4 year, current occupation, retired elementary school teacher, current relationship, widow, 5 years. Number of children, 4. Next paragraph, medical records, labs, diagnostic test, review, collection form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habit, medical history, see medical history as reported in the chart. Surgical history, no significant surgery history, family history, no family history record. Tobacco history, denied. Alcohol history, denied. Drug abuse history, denied. Current medication, citalopram, 20 milligram once a day, MAR reviewed. Next paragraph, mental status. Examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, clear, mood, dysphoric, thought processes, mild, confusion, associations, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbances. Patient apparently had visual hallucinations, but denied any auditory visual hallucination during my evaluation. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only. Patient could not recall the name of this place, and she thought it's April 9, 2022. Memory recent impaired. She could recall only 3 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes period. Fund of knowledge fair. She knew Biden as a president and Whitmer as governor of Michigan. Judgment and insight fair. Assessment and plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, up 33.0. Plans continue, Celexa and psychology interventions. Number 2, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Number 3, unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance, F03.90. Disposition, no. Ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, notify our service for any persistent increase in anxiety. Period, patient's son reports that patient had a reaction from pain medication and Valium, which was given in the hospital, and she became more confused and hallucinated and agitated. Period. No evidence of delirium at this time. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99335. Under supplemental administrative comments, side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.